From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. In Southern California, several police agencies are about to start doing something they've mostly avoided for the better part of three decades. They're going to start picking up people who are in the U.S. illegally. The L.A. Police Department, for one, says it's all about targeting dangerous criminals who should be deported. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, there are worries that the police won't stop there.
Undercover narcotics cops sift through drawers and cupboards in an apartment in the Rampart section of L.A. A heavy-set man is handcuffed to a chair in the kitchen. He's just given police consent for the search.
Sir, do you speak English at all? No. Okay, he's going to interpret for me.
Okay.
I'm Sergeant Colomy.
Sergeant Tim Colomy, a tall Boston transplant, makes sure the man knows why he's being arrested.
Rocca?
For drug sales.
We're not saying you're guilty, but that's what you're being arrested for.
Dice que no eres culpable, pero es lo que vas a ser arrestado.
The search turns up heroin and cocaine and more drugs on two people arrested in a nearby alley. At the station, the police learn that one of the suspects has a long rap sheet and was twice deported from the U.S. Since the late 70s, LAPD officers have not questioned suspects about their immigration status. That's because of a department policy known as Special Order 40, which prohibits officers from using immigration laws as a reason for stopping someone. But now that street gangs have gone international, Sergeant Colomy says officers need to know that they can contact immigration officials if they believe they're dealing with a criminal who's an illegal immigrant.
It's a tool, and it should be used, and if it's going to help put, you know, people away for a longer period of time, and then do it, and then contact and actually have a working relationship with immigration, and that's the way it should be.
LAPD officials estimate that more than 30,000 illegal immigrants in the county have a police record. Those are the individuals that the department wants to get off the streets. But LAPD's brass are also trying to reassure the city's immigrant communities that officers won't be targeting honest people. That was the message at a recent meeting between the city's Latino leaders and LAPD Chief William Bratton.
A lot of the fear that our immigrant population has of the police will not be increased as a result of this clarification, but we hope that there will be reduced fear and improved cooperation with the police when we attempt to police their neighborhoods.
While Araceli Perez of the Mexican-American Legal Defense Fund appreciated the chief's reassurances, she says she's still worried, especially since the department allows officers to question immigrants based on previous encounters. She recalls the Rampart scandal of the 1990s when corrupt L.A. cops routinely turned illegal immigrants over to federal authorities.
It's the fear that now you have beat cops who are relying on recollection to stop for immigration violations. That will lead to the abuse and the error.
In nearby Orange County, the sheriff's office is planning what would be the largest partnership in the U.S. between local deputies and federal agents. Sheriff Mike Corona says 500 deputies will be trained to root out illegal immigrants in the jails, during investigations, and even on patrol stops.
How we take them off the streets, whether it's because we make an arrest on a state crime or we make an arrest on a federal crime, I frankly don't care. As long as the bad guys are in jail and not hurting the public, I'm a happy man.
But Peter Shea of the Center for Human Rights and Constitutional Law predicts local crime rates will rise if immigrants are afraid to call the police.
In balance, the loss to law enforcement is greater than the gains when local police increase their involvement in immigration enforcement.
In L.A.'s inner city neighborhoods, Sergeant Tim Colomy says he thinks the LAPD can put criminals away and keep the trust of immigrant communities. He says officers aren't interested in deporting the local street vendor or day laborer.
That's what we want the community to know also, that we're not doing that. That's not our goal. We're looking for those repeat offenders that are very violent.
But many immigrants say they want to make sure that security from criminals doesn't cost them their civil rights. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.